What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Well, I think District 6 is a unique district because it spans a lot of different constituents. We have a large agriculture base, and we also encroach into the southern edge of Sioux Falls, so there's a little bit of urban feel there as well. So it's a little bit of a mix of urban and rural, so it presents its own challenges in that way.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic that you want the legislature to address?
Yes, I think that one of the major issues facing South Dakotans right now is just the fact that we need more open, honest, and transparent government. I think we've seen over the last few years of kind of an imbalance of leadership in peer what can happen. We've seen many programs kind of run amok with not monitoring spending of federal taxpayer dollars, state taxpayer dollars, local taxpayer dollars. And we've seen, unfortunately, some tragic results that can happen when programs are not checked. So I think one of the key issues that we need to address is open, honest, and transparent government and introducing legislation to monitor both funding and the actual programs themselves.
What legislation or solutions would you like to bring forward?
Along with supporting legislation that may be introduced for open, honest, and transparent government, I'm also very passionate about human rights, health care, and natural resources in South Dakota. I also would like to see that we don't support any what I call discriminatory legislation, such as what we saw out of the last session in Pierre.